This week's Dry Bean Scene is brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Pickett Equipment, FMC, and Topsin Fungicide by UPI. The new trade agreement between the United States, Mexico, and Canada, referred to as the USMCA, is positive news for the dry bean industry. U.S. Dry Bean Council Executive Director Rebecca Broder says the industry didn't want NAFTA to be disrupted, as Mexico is the top single nation export market for U.S. dry beans.
NAFTA was really working very well for us, giving us duty-free market entry, and during this time period that it's been sort of up in the air, and I think the general trade environment became a bit disruptive. It helps us solidify our market position, and we can go back to a time when our biggest concern is really going to be, what does Mexico's own bean harvest look like?
Broder adds it was important to the U.S. dry bean industry that Canada was included moving forward.
You know, supply chains are so integrated right now, and while that's not really an issue for beans so much, it just doesn't help to have a trade partner that was a critical piece of this agreement kind of peeled off and left to the side and possibly become a competitor. So we're really happy to see things, you know, in a sense, it's status quo. And for ag trade and for dry beans, it's maybe a little bit of an upgrade, addressing some phytosanitary issues and helping us take this agreement into the digital age.
The 60-day period for Congress to review USMCA started October 1st. And that's been the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Pickett Equipment, FMC, and Topsin Fungicide by UPI.